ShareCare, helping you find experts, the top minds in health and medicine. It's ShareCare Radio with Dr. Daria Long Gillespie on RadioMD.com.
Hello, we are back, and I have with me Kwave Agbayegbe, who has been helping women get to the source of weight and health issues for the past 15 years as a certified weight loss and lifestyle coach. Welcome to the show, Kwave.
Thank you.
So glad to have you here. First, I want to just talk about, you focus a lot on weight loss. You know, what is the first thing you tell someone when they come to you and say they want to lose weight?
Well, the first thing I really tell them is I ask them a question.
Mm-hmm.
And I normally ask them why they want to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask that question because based on that question, I'm able to find out what they've done in the past that hasn't worked
mm-hmm.
and what I need to do now to help them move forward.
Okay. And are there typical answers that you see people as far as getting a pattern for having?
Well, yeah. Sometimes some people come and say, well, I want to lose weight for an event.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to dig deeper. I'm like, I know it's more than the event. If mm-hmm. it's a wedding or it's a high school reunion, I try to find out exactly why they want to lose weight because that really helps me figure out what's been going on that has prevented them from losing weight.
Really? And so yes. Looking at why and what they've tried in the past.
Of course.
And then you really try to find a different plan since you look at what they have not succeeded with?
Not really. What I try to understand is the cause of their overeating.
Mm-hmm.
Because more than likely, they're eating more than their body needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to find out, okay, what are those patterns that happen daily that are making you overeat? And it could be, you know, they're just used to, probably they get home while they're cooking for their kids. If they're a mother, they might be cooking for their kids. And while they're cooking for their kids, they're tasting a lot of the food.
Mm-hmm.
Or they might be a mother that when their kids are eating, if their kids don't finish their food, they eat
mm-hmm.
So that they don't waste it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, though, our bodies are conditioned in such a way where if we overeat, it's going to convert that to fat. It's
mm-hmm.
just because our bodies don't need it.
Right.
And sometimes I have clients that will say, well, I didn't want to waste the food. And I tell them, you know what? You waste it. It's either going to be wasted in your body or wasted in the trash.
It's going to be wasted anyway.
It's going to be wasted mm-hmm. anyway. And with that, they kind of start to learn that, you know, about smaller portions
mm-hmm.
and figuring out exactly eating and stopping when you're full. That's
yes.
the key.
Mm-hmm.
And I normally use like a tool with my clients. It's called a hunger scale where they're able to fit their hunger within a certain range.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get that and you do that over time, it becomes, you know, second nature. You know how to do that. But for most people, they don't even recognize that because they've been on so many diets.
Because mm-hmm.
the women I work with are in their 40s, typically. So they've been on so many diets. And unfortunately, diets only work for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And diets don't take into consideration how your body responds to hunger, your hunger signals, your body type doesn't take any of that into consideration. So you're eating whenever based on the conditions of a diet. But guess what? You might not even be hungry at that particular time.
Right. Right. And when you're on a diet, you're right. You don't listen to your hunger or your body's signals.
No, you don't.
So you try to get people to key back into that.
Yes. I work with them with that. And I work with them with their thoughts. Like, when you eat, how do you feel after you finished eating?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel sluggish? Do you feel tired? Do you feel energized? Those are cues that you can use to figure out if you're eating and you're eating when if you're overeating, that's how you can really figure out. Because if you're eating and your body doesn't need it, you're definitely going to feel tired. You're going to feel sluggish. But when you eat when you're physically hungry,
mm-hmm.
and you eat the right portion, you finish eating, you feel energized. You can do different things. Like mm-hmm. I tell my clients sometimes, I'm like, can you do jumping jacks when you finish eating? If they can't, more than likely they've eaten way too much.
You're saying I need to do jumping jacks after I eat.
Well,
that's opposite
that
of what my grandmother told me.
If you feel you can.
Mm-hmm. You want to be energized.
You want to be energized. Yeah. You don't want to feel stuffed where mm-hmm. you're like, oh, I just want to go to
mm-hmm.
sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign there that you've eaten way too much for mm-hmm. your body.
So you're wanting us to also just be more mindful.
You have to be very mm-hmm. mindful. Oh yeah. You have to be very mindful. And the kinds of food also.
Mm-hmm.
You want to try and tap into different types of food and mm-hmm. recognize the foods that fuel your body
because mm-hmm.
those make a big difference.
Now I want to jump into that and the nutrition
yes.
and what you counsel with people. You know, you kind of mentioned overeating. Do you think that nutrition is more important than exercise if we're looking at weight loss?
You know the thing, I used to say when I first started out, I would say nutrition was, mm-hmm. but now, quite frankly, neither of them are that important if you don't have your mind in the right place mm-hmm. when it comes to eating. Because I tell my clients, that's what diets do. They tell you what to eat, mm-hmm. which will work for a period of time, but it's important to know where your mind is. How do you feel when you eat? Are you really eating and recognizing the internal wisdom that your body gives to mm-hmm. you that signals when you're full and when you're hungry? Because if you don't do that, I can tell you what to do and you could do it over a period of time. But if you're still stuck on eating like at 5 o'clock when you're not really hungry, like eating a bag of chips without mm-hmm. even thinking about it, it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. And if all they're doing is just following your instructions, then they're not learning anything or building habits.
They're not learning anything. Mm-hmm. And then what happens when you go to, you go for a conference or you go to the beach? I mean, I'm not there. What happens?
We can't take you with you everywhere.
You know? So mm-hmm. I try to get into their minds where they have the right mindset, and then we tackle diet and exercise.
That makes sense. So mindset first.
Mindset
first. And then that really dictates everything. Yeah. Now, as they're doing it, are there certain foods that you kind of tell people to avoid altogether? Or what's your stance on that?
Okay, what I do with food is I don't really tell them you can't eat certain foods. I don't mm-hmm. believe in deprivation or starvation. I try to stay away from that. What I believe is, you can eat whatever you want, but it's all in moderation. Mm-hmm. So few foods are like 90%. And few foods are like your leafy green vegetables, fruits, regular vegetables, whole grains, non-processed food. That should be about 90%. Mm-hmm. I also encourage my clients that they can have joy foods. And joy foods are for the pure pleasure of mm-hmm. joy. They don't do anything for you, but just kind of get you excited. No nutritional value whatsoever. And you can have that for about 10%. Mm-hmm. And when you combine those two, you definitely will get to your ideal healthy weight.
Okay, so yeah. 90% fuel foods, 10% joy foods.
Yes.
That is good. So that, I like that. You never, because if you totally deprive yourself of something, then that's all you can think about anyway.
That's it, because it triggers the cravings. Mm-hmm. Once you've told you can't have it, you want it.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there any, and I guess everybody's joy food is probably different too.
Yes. Yes, like mine's chocolate cupcakes from a piece of cake.
Oh, very nice, very nice. I don't think I can argue with that. Mine's probably ice cream.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. But okay, so now what about somebody's gotten to the maintenance stage after weight loss? You know, but then does that ratio change, or is it always you're trying to make them start a maintenance for life?
Yes, I like them a maintenance for life. This is what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life. So even if you go to Thanksgiving dinner, mm-hmm. you look at everything and everything looks nice and pretty. You're like, oh, I want this, I mm-hmm. want this. But you still have the mindset of, okay, you know what? I'm not going to get too full, because that's mm-hmm. the first thing. You don't want to get over full. And then you're looking at, where's my fuel food? Where's my joy food here?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And that really makes sense. It's just so reasonable. And it's so yes. simple too.
It is simple, because for me, it's all about making it easy for women. Because mm-hmm. at that age, 40 plus, you're doing so many different things.
Right.
You don't want something else added to your stress level. So mm-hmm. this, I make it easy to follow, and something that they can do.
And it's yes. not at all a fad diet. I guess that you don't support no, fad diets.
I really don't. They work. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Only for a short period of time. Mm-hmm. So they're not sustainable mm-hmm. in the long term.
Because all of them, none of them actually
none
get to
of
the
them
mindset.
Are. No, mm-hmm. no, they don't.
Okay, that's really helpful. And what are your favorite fuel foods in our last segment?
I love kale.
You are? Are you a kale fan?
I love kale, yes.
We've
I
had
am.
A kale pattern here of late.
Yes, I mm-hmm. do. That kale, spinach, I'll do spinach. I like quinoa.
Okay.
I'll do brown rice. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I love my fruits, definitely fruits. And I do a lot of smoothies, so I can mm-hmm. incorporate so many different things at once.
Okay. Yes. And what's your favorite kale recipe?
I like putting it in the oven and getting them all nice and crunchy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my kids love that too.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
That's a great way to get them introduced to vegetables.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Early on, get them some other things like that. Now, and I also wanted to ask, you know, as far as specific recipes and everything, how can people find some great recipes on these?
Well, I have some on my website. If they go to www.quavi.com,
okay,
I do have a lot of smoothie recipes on there too, and some, you know, daily movement exercises that people need, because I like to do both. I like them to eat well and also to move.
And we are going to be getting into more exercise in our next segment.
Sounds good.
But for this, again, you're listening to Share Care Radio, and we are here with Quavi, and that website was www.quavi.com. You can also find her on Facebook at facebook.com/Quavi. And we will be right back to talk about more fitness and motivation. Stay tuned.